Today on Annenberg Radio News.
I'm here to support all my friends who are undocumented, cousins, family members, and to just show support for human rights.
May Day 2008 in the city of Los Angeles. We'll hear from people in the streets about their experiences. Good afternoon and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, May 1st, 2008. I'm Courtney Cabot. Today is May Day and thousands of people are flooding the streets in downtown Los Angeles to rally for immigrant rights. With memories of last year when police fired rubber bullets at the crowd, demonstrators and police officers are hoping for a peaceful event. We go live to MacArthur Park, where Annenberg TV news reporter Kyle Cabote is at the rally as it gets underway. Hi, Kyle. What's going on right now?
Well, I'm down here at the intersection of First and Broadway, where three different marches are actually coming together. We have one coming from MacArthur Park with 1,800 people, another from Olympic and Broadway with 3,000 more, and then one more from 7th and Alameda with 2,000 people. LA City Fire Department is actually estimating that there will be 10,000 people here total. They've been planning for this event for 6 months, and so far they say it's gone off without a hitch.
Great. Thanks, Kyle. Earlier today, thousands of people gathered at assembly points near MacArthur Park in downtown Los Angeles. Three different marches began at different staging areas and converged at MacArthur Park. The Los Angeles Police Department estimated that more than 100,000 people will participate.
I just want to see something that will help out the immigrants to come over here and try to live the American dream.
Last year, police charged the crowd and shot rubber bullets against marchers. This year, the Los Angeles Police Department promised things would be different and retrain the on-duty officers in crowd control.
Well, we're expecting a very peaceful march. We've worked with the organizers prior to this event starting, so they're well aware of what our expectations are.
This morning, the Mexican-American Legal Defense said that it started talks with the city to settle a lawsuit on behalf of people who say that they were mistreated by police in last year's march. Students are usually familiar faces at May Day rallies in Los Angeles, but schools across the district are making an extra effort to keep kids from skipping out on classes. Larry Mannion, the chief of police for the LAUSD, said lunchtime forums were held on school campuses so students could discuss the issues surrounding May Day and immigration.
What we're trying to do is promote an open forum on the campuses, both in the quads, the auditoriums, and classrooms, whatever. But the kids can discuss their concerns at the same time, get right back to their studies so that they can graduate and move on to college.
Students are usually familiar faces at May Day rallies in Los Angeles. Sorry about that. As demonstrations were gearing up for today's May Day rally, those who were in MacArthur Park a year ago held a news conference to talk about ongoing problems with the police. Ryan McAllister has more.
Several members of the media who were at the 2007 rally want the LAPD to open up its records to the public. Attorney Brown Green filed a motion today to make the LAPD produce its internal investigation and personnel records from the May 1st, 2007 incident. Green represents eight plaintiffs who were members of the media and say they were beaten by the police. Former KCLA reporter Ted Garcia says he left the business shortly after the May Day violence.
Briefly, I went to a different station, to KCAL and KCBS, for about 3 months. And every time I was in a situation with the LAPD, I just wanted to get out of there. I don't trust them. I don't know what they're going to do next. What they did to all of us that day was horrible.
KCAL photographer Carl Stein says he was pinned to the ground by police and a year later still experiences physical problems.
I had this sort of Bell's palsy symptom where it's, not as easy to speak. And, with my eyes, sort of loss of your muscular control with your face.
The LAPD would not comment on the motion today. A hearing on the motion is scheduled for June 2nd. Ryan McAllister, Annenberg Radio News.
Anti-war protests staged by port workers brought West Coast cargo traffic to a halt today. Thousands of dock workers did not show up for work, leaving usually busy ships and truck drivers unexpectedly idle. Terminal operators at both the Long Beach and Los Angeles ports say their facilities were disrupted. The day-long protests are not expected to cause any long-term disruptions. A new study shows that immigrant workers are vital to LA's economy. As Jean-Luc Renault reports, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa unveiled the study this morning at the UCLA Labor Center.
Mayor Villaraigosa was joined by local labor officials today as he addressed an economic study released by the LA County Economic Development Corporation. The study shows that immigration raids could cost the county millions in revenue if businesses intimidated by the raids leave California. The mayor says the raids do more harm than good because they too often focus on businesses that do not have a clear history of employing undocumented workers.
Our federal government has failed to adequately focus its limited resources. Instead of deporting criminal gang members and going after exploitative employers who violate wage, hour, and worker safety rules, immigration and customs enforcement officials are targeting legitimate businesses who provide their employees with living wages.
Keeping in stride with the message of May Day, UCLA Labor Center's Executive Director Kent Wong says immigrants have long been vital to LA's economic health.
The Los Angeles economy relies heavily on the immigrant workforce. Immigrants from Mexico, from El Salvador, from Guatemala, from Korea, from China, from the Philippines, have enriched the social fabric of our community, have strengthened our economy, and contribute in many, many ways in improving the life of all Angelenos.
The study focused on the fashion, food, and furniture manufacturing industries because of the high number of such businesses in LA and the high level of undocumented workers employed in these fields. Jean-Luc Renault, Annenberg Radio News.
Looking at the weather, warm and sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s and lows in the low 60s. A few clouds and some wind for the weekend with Sunday's high in the low 60s. In preparation for Cinco de Mayo, celebrate with live music, Mexican and Salvadorian folk dances, food, art workshops, and multimedia presentation by La Cucaracha creator Lalo Alcazar at Audrey National Center May 4th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Later on Annenberg Radio News, we speak to County Supervisor Yvonne Burke about her imminent retirement, her life in city politics, and her plans for the future. And now back to our top story, the May Day March and Rally in Los Angeles. While May Day is traditionally a day to celebrate the rights of workers, it's becoming a rallying point in Los Angeles for immigrants. We have two reports on May Day rallies. We begin with David DeSola.
The streets of Los Angeles have become a rallying point for immigrants' rights today. Thousands of marchers are expected to turn out at different locations throughout the city. Although much of the focus is on illegal immigration, even the people who've applied legally are not happy with the system.
Migración no está haciendo su trabajo. Yo tengo un hermano que su hija tiene 15 años que la está pidiendo.
Presidential politics are also on everyone's mind here today. Javier Rodriguez is a spokesman for the March 25th Coalition, which helped to organize the march.
We are going to send a clear and strong message to Obama and Hillary that when either one of them takes office, we want immigration reform on the table the first year to be discussed, debated, and approved.
Most of the protesters support the guest worker program sponsored by Senators John McCain and Ted Kennedy, as well as the amnesty bill that was passed by President Ronald Reagan back in 1986.
I think the best is amnesty. The best is amnesty. You know? It's the only way where we can really start to working with a lot of people without paper here.
Los quiero que estemos todos unidos y quiero que les den legalización a todos los que no tienen documentos, que no los echen, que no les, no haya redadas.
Protester Marlam Landa says that based on her family's experience, amnesty and guest worker laws are not a quick fix to the problem.
My parents and I became illegal through the amnesty bill, and that would require a lot of time and the guest worker. My grandparents were in the guest worker. They were part of the Bracero program. So I don't think this is a quick solution for what's going on.
People at the March today remember what happened last year when riot police used batons and rubber bullets on protesters and journalists to break up an event in MacArthur Park. Los Angeles Police Lieutenant Lee Sands says the department has learned its lesson from last year.
We felt we've done necessary adjustments to our training as far as dealing with demonstrations, dealing with crowd control to make it work this time. We learned some things from that. We feel we're prepared for this one.
Some of the marchers say they think turnout and interest is down from last year, but they say the point is to keep pressing for immigration reform. David DeSola, Annenberg Radio News.
I'm Daryl Perinata. Community activists and organizations came out to fight for workers' rights today. Strela Service marched with members of the Pilipino Workers Center, an organization that fights for safe working conditions, living wages, and human dignity.
Thousands and millions, actually, of people are marching around the world. It was started because in Chicago, they demanded the 8-hour workday. And ironically, up until today, like for Filipino caregivers, they don't have that 8-hour workday, so we're kind of still struggling for the same thing. So other things that are significant today is majority of the workers, especially in Los Angeles, are immigrants and are struggling to actually survive, especially because we're in this recession right now.
My name is Nancy Bautista, and I'm a third year at UCLA, and that's our org, BAM, B-A-M-N, by any means necessary.
What kind of organization is that?
We are a coalition to defend affirmative action as well as true equality for everyone, including undocumented, underrepresented peoples.
And why is a day like today important?
To show our support for everyone and for the fight of true equality.
Yeah, my name is Jesus Ramirez, and I'm a member of Trabajadores en Resistencia, which is Workers in Resistance of Los Angeles.
Why do you think it's important for so many organizations to come out here today in solidarity?
Well, because this is the working people. This is the working class. We need to take power. You know, we're being attacked by the imperialist system, and we need to take power back for humanity, for the towns, for human rights, for civil rights. And we're not going to do it by negotiating. They don't negotiate with the poor. The poor need to rise up, and we need to resist. And if that means to take the streets, then that's what we need to do.
The South Asian Network, a grassroots organization dedicated to advancing the health and empowerment of people in their community, celebrated May Day by holding their first ever march in Artesia. Amit Khan is the organization's executive director.
Well, this day is really critical because we need to honor people who gave their lives and who stood up against repression back in the 1880s, starting with an 8-hour workday demand, and then building upon that and really fighting for the dignity and then the fruit that we are now, harvesting as a result of the hard work that people had done before us. So it's really it's incumbent upon us to remember and celebrate all the sacrifices and to remember the sacrifices that people before us had made.
Khan spoke about the importance of creating solidarity with everyone who is a part of the international working community.
What is happening with the South Asian communities is not just a moment in time. It's a continuation of history that has happened against many other communities, how the genocide against Native American communities, the slavery of the African American, and then how Latinos and Mexicanos, they were even with their citizenship was mass repatriated back to Mexico many years ago, what happened with the Japanese, what happened with the Chinese Exclusion Act. So I think it's really critical that we need to link these historic moments or history together of all these communities and come together in solidarity.
Voters in South Los Angeles, Watts, and Culver City will elect a new county supervisor in June. City Councilman Bernard Parks and State Senator Mark Ridley Thomas are running for the 2nd District seat. The 2nd District seat has been held by Supervisor Yvonne Burke since 1992. But in November, Burke is stepping down from the position. Today we talk to the woman behind the politics. You're known as a woman of many firsts. How do you feel about all that?
Well, it's been very exciting to have an opportunity to serve in all of these different capacities in the state, in the federal, and here in the County Board of Supervisors. And it's been very exciting, and also I really hope that I've made a contribution.
Do you think you have? I mean, in the past few years, do you think that you've made some changes in your district?
Oh, absolutely. We've done some wonderful things.
What area do you feel that you made the most difference?
I really believe in the area of working in public-private partnerships and also working with children. The most meaningful and the stories that come out of them are the ones that make the difference.
Now, for your own life, I know you have a husband and two children.
Right.
Is it hard to balance work and family?
Well, what I've always done is, first of all, is that you do have to balance. You have to set aside time for your children and for your husband and scheduling. And I always say I also schedule my personal time, my exercise time, in that schedule as well. But make sure that you have in your schedule those things that your children have to do. For instance, tonight, my daughter, who's now 34, she has an event this evening. I have that on my schedule. I'll be there.
And I know now you're, after 40 years, your political career is coming to an end.
That's right.
Do you feel like your work is done?
Well, I am an attorney. I'm not going back to practicing law, but I have gone back to school, and I'm going to become a mediator. I will be doing some of the things I've put off for such a long time.
Like maybe a vacation?
Absolutely.
Where are you planning on going?
Well, obviously, I will spend some time going down to Mexico, but I hope to be able to plan some really exciting visits and vacation spots.
And now, I know you're endorsing Bernard Parks for county supervisor. Can you tell me a little bit about why you think he's the right candidate and what you hope to see in the future?
Well, I have supported him because I just think he has the kind of experience to take on this kind of a position. The fact that he was chief of police, he worked his way up through the police department. And as chief of police, he had those responsibilities of employees, of difficult issues, dealing with them. And chief of police of Los Angeles is a very meaningful and a very important kind of position.
You've inspired women and minorities, and you've become a spokeswoman for the underrepresented. Can you give me an example of one of your most rewarding experiences?
Well, as I walk around and I go places, I run into women who say to me in many instances, well, you know, I said, well, if you could do it, I could do it. If you were able to have a child in Congress, I certainly could have a child while I was going about my career. If you were willing to go to law school and you were able to go in at a time when there were so few women lawyers, today when there are 50% of the class is lawyers, I can become a lawyer. I can do some of these things. And that's really what has been the most impressive thing to me in terms of making me feel that everything is worthwhile. So many women come to me of every race, every background, and they say, well, you know, we were able to see someone who did these things and as a result felt that it was doable.
Is there anything else you wish to add about your experiences in the past 40 years?
Well, what I would say is I would really encourage women to be involved. I would encourage minorities to get involved because you have to be part of the system. And even though it's important to be in your community, it's important to be involved in advocacy groups, ultimately, someone has to bite the bullet and get involved in government.
Yvonne Burke is Los Angeles County Supervisor for the 2nd District. The American Federation of Television and Radio Artists say its members ratified a contract today covering TV shows such as Oprah and Entertainment Tonight. 93% of the union's 70,000 members approved the deal. The contract provides a 3.5% pay increase, retroactive to last November for most performers. The agreement was reached after 3 weeks of negotiations. And now we check in with Katie Reese to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Hello, Katie. How are you today?
Good, Courtney. Thanks. Tonight on Annenberg TV News, we'll have a live update from the May Day marches, plus dock workers called in sick to protest the war in Iraq. Hear how much their day off is costing Southern California ports. And as the semester ends, we have the last laugh with a look at our funniest foibles. These stories and more on Annenberg TV News tonight at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision or anytime on the web at atvn.org.
Thanks, Katie. That's it for this Thursday and for this semester. We'd like to thank our Thursday crew, Camille Mann, Ryan McAllister, David DeSola, Daryl Pernada, Sonata Lee, Jean-Luc Renaud, Caitlin Fenaro, and Brian Sika. Kiara Conzi was our producer, and Matthew Mundy, our executive producer. Our special thanks to Billy Higgins. We will return with live newscasts on Tuesdays and Thursdays in September. In the meantime, keep clicking on our website. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Courtney Cabot.